Tasty Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition right here, the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, with K-State University. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of the show, WBIT Postcast Winning Edition. Basketball, men's, women's golf, women's tennis, indoor track and field. Now it's going to be outdoor. Yes, sir. Outdoor track and field, and so much more. It's your very first time on this podcast. Thank you so much again for taking time out. Listen to your day. Boy, I like when things change. Change right there on the spot. I would have had it done already. But I digress. Well, I'll do it. It's okay. It's all right. You know, we do things on our own. We do things on Eddie's time. It's what it is. But anyways, K-State having to hold off a 14-18 Georgia Tech team yesterday at home in Ramblage Coliseum last night as K-State escapes. Hey, at this point, March Madness, whether it is NCAAs or WBIT or WNIT for all purposes, this ain't there. Hey, a win's a win. And at this point, you want to keep on playing. And that's what this latest basketball team continues to do. And it will be doing on Sunday. And yours truly might have interest of going out there. Again, I'm gonna have to do all the math and everything today and see what happens. That thought came up late last night. So we'll just have to see about that. But hey, Jeff Mitty's team playing on, they'll move on to the second round. I don't know their opponent right now, as Natasha Claussens and Terrence Size spoke to the media after the win last night over Georgia Tech, 69-65. This was too close. Oh my goodness, too close for comfort. But this is what postseason basketball brings. We should all know that. But Talilah Walker, and despite a huge game, I mentioned her on the pregame. On the pregame beforehand, if you missed out on that, go check it out. It was this daily podcast was the only thing that was up yesterday. You will be getting two episodes today, this one, and then, of course, we got the weekend preview in the night. Why have you guys here early this morning, here before I kind of change up my morning schedule a little bit, since I've kind of found out, yeah, I need to take care of some things, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, so tonight, weekend preview, and then during that weekend preview, game one of Arizona State, K-State returns home, red hot right now, coming off of a dominant performance against Baylor, yet again on the road, taking 3 or 4 in the road, by the way. They'll host Arizona State this weekend, starting tonight, so you have that going on. I have been listening to Casey Alexander, trying to understand him a little bit more there as well. So as the spring and apparently here pretty soon summer comes along, you'll have my thoughts as well. And I'll be bringing back, hopefully at some point very soon, Alex Aiden on this podcast and potentially one other person as well as we move along here in the month of March here, as we are in the second half of March there as well. See, this thing. But anyways, yeah, Natasha Claussens led the way, 15 points. Yeah, this despite Georgia Tech trying to upset the Wildcats in their own house. Talilah Walker, double-double last night, 29 points, 10 rebounds in the loss right there. Yeah, K-State only led by 3. I checked my phone numerous when this got close. I was like, oh boy, this is gonna get interesting real quick there as well, as we take a look inside the box score. I already mentioned the key players on both sides there. Georgia Tech outscored K-State in the third quarter by 3, and then K-State did what it needed to do, like Terrence Sides yesterday, to close things out late in the game here. Georgia Tech, hold on a sec. Yeah, Georgia Tech, 38% shooting from the field, 27% shooting from 3 in this basketball game. Others, yeah, Terrence Sides. Speaking of Terrence Sides, yes, Terrence Sides, 14 to 2, Claussens, 15 points. Sides, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown. Claussens was 1 of 2 from the downtown, 6 of 8 from the field. Tess Hill added 8 points, and there's a couple of notes And also here real quick before we get into those notes, Jordan Spicer coming off of the tremendous Big 12 performance there, becoming all Big 12 performance team, 9 points. Also with that, Brittany Herrod, 8 more points for her. And Tess Hill, 8 points. And then Anaya Foy added 8 points as well. 16 minutes of action there. Gina Garcia, 2 of 5 from the field, added 7 for the Cats there as K-State moves on in a WBIT to the second round, which, again, they'll be hosting that. Who are they playing? I don't know that. It might be in his notes. I'd have no clue. But, yes, this comes, obviously, with news prior to the game. Now, Tess Hill and Ethan Fitzgerald, shout out Ethan Fitzgerald, covering K-State One Sports, mentioned this. This is Tess Hill's third WNIT appearance. And one of those was with Stanford. I forget what the other one was there. So Tess Hill, third ever appearance in her college career in the WNIT, gets a win, and she's going to keep on playing like the rest of her teammates. And the other note that I saw prior to the game is Zella Arenas hit the transfer portal. Now when the season's even over. So this is what I'm talking about again. Well, once the season is officially wrapped up, now she's jumping in there during K-State still playing. So again, that's unfortunate. And I've been slightly critical, slightly critical of Azella. You know, expecting a little more from her. But unfortunately, but she wasn't even a part of the fray late there as she's been ousted out of the rotation. Thanks to, in part, now, Ramiah White did play last night as well. She's on the stat sheet there as well. So, everybody plays. So, it's pretty much now Anaya Foy getting a lot of the minutes there. Herrod stepping up in the play there. So, it's pretty much, I think this is what you're going to get. Because this is what we got in the Big 12 tournament. You had Spicer come on here as pretty much now your sixth lady off the bench. Anaya Foy playing some huge minutes, makes some big baskets, and notably, what was it, Oklahoma State? Yeah, Oklahoma State and Texas Tech. Yeah, she's been playing some of her best basketball in the postseason, right? So, this is what you're going to get until K-State gets eliminated, or it pretty much when their season wraps up at whatever. Now, Sunday at home, Manhattan, Kansas, is going to be round 2. I don't know. I'm going to fast forward real quick, actually. Yeah, I'm going to finish listening to Jeff Mitty's press conference later on tonight as well. But you got to give Georgia Tech a lot of credit. They battled. They battled. And almost single-handedly by Talilah Walker knocked off K-State. And if you go back to the beginning of the year, you've been in every day of this podcast. You've been following this K-State was basketball on this podcast. In particular, I mentioned at one point or another the rebounding, how they need to get size up front. I think that's what you need to do. Now, again, depending on what happened, what other dominoes depend to fall with this transfer portal, with this roster, this summer, you need to get size. Because if you get size up front, this team gonna be something. Again, assuming you don't lose anybody else to the transfer portal. Now, you're going to lose Tess Hill, obviously, because she's a senior. And everything else like that. But, again, so already one down was already falling. So, it's Zella Reese. She wasn't even a part of this in the rotation late anyway. So, that speaks something of itself right there there as well. So, we'll have to see. Yeah, so we don't. Yeah, see, I don't know. Even we got the notes right here. Cal, Santa Clara. Ooh, Sunday night. So, we won't know until probably more likely tonight. K-State's next opponent, Cal, Santa Clara. One of those teams will be coming to Manhattan, Kansas, this upcoming Sunday, 6:00, and I'll be paying attention to them tickets. So I might be going to our friends at Game Time to see what's up there as well. So it might be a full day out there. Again, we'll see what's up. I'm doing the math. I'll be doing the math today. See what happens, because I gotta take care of some. Usually Fridays are podcasting and taking care of some adulting things. So yeah, I already had 5 miles done Well, look, I ain't paid no attention to the schedule at all. Nevertheless, you know, when things go back to kind of normal, I would have had that done. Well, I'll get it done here right over off this podcast, Pro Parts of Podcast, all things KD Sports. It is Kansas State 69, Georgia Tech 65 in the first round of the WBIT Eddie Gritter 30 year. What a game last night, though. But K-State trying to lose. So, like, these are the teams, this is what I'm talking about. These are the teams that they struggle with all year long, particularly Houston, to be one, right? They struggle against these type of teams. But luckily, you know, hey, you got to make the plays to move on. That's what they did. You do not want your season to end on your own floor. That would be so disappointing. Yeah, honestly. Again, more basketball for this team. That's more experience for this team. Terrence talked about it in the press conference last night. This team has been young. I'll call at this point seasoned vets at this point. They ain't young anymore. You're playing this late in March. You're not a young basketball team. Stats, yes. You're still the third youngest team in the NCAA on the most basketball front. But as this 18, eight, if I could do quick math, now this was their 19th win of the year, K-State. So if I could do quick math in my head, this is their like 38th game. I might be wrong on that. I might be close. 37, 38, 39th game, whatever it is. They're closing in on 40 games for head coach Jeff Mini and this young squad. You're not so young no more. You're playing within yourself. You're sharing the basketball, doing those things. To win games, right? And so, hey, to find a way to win at this point, March Madness, postseason basketball, you gotta find a way to win. You did it on your home floor. You gotta do it again on Sunday night. Hopefully, again, we'll see if the logistics work out. Statistics match up a little bit here. So, if so, you hear about it. If not, the podcast don't chain the same. Hey, this podcast all about runs off a postcast after every K-State athletic event. And also, we talk about news as well. Yeah, and we kind of said it a little bit. Azalea Arenas hitting that treasure portal before the season even wrapped up. So we got that going on as well. But, hey, K-State continues to fight back. And they held off, a pesky. That doesn't matter. We have a pesky Georgia Tech team last night there. A double-double, a one, pretty much the only other person was in double digits for Georgia Tech. Let me get back in that box score real quick before we sign on this podcast here. I think we mentioned Walker. Walker was for sure. She played all the minutes. She played all the minutes last night. Catherine Albin, that name I did not mention on the pregame. 11 points for the Lady Yellow Jackets in this loss there as well. So, yeah, you do what you got to do at this point and be fun. You can be frustrated in the middle of the game. But, hey, at the end of the game, you want to handle business, and that's what these Wildcats did last night as your Lady Wildcats will advance or have advanced to the second round of the WNIT or WBIT, whatever the case. We're going to call it WNIT in this show. Oh my goodness. So, Cats advance, survive in advance. And that's what they did last night. And of course, the NCAA tournament has already started. And a couple upsets happened. And I'm pretty sure today will probably be the same thing. So, but the K-State avoids the upset. And they will play face off the winner of, now that I got to bring it back, Cal or Santa Clara. Let me double check that one more time here for you guys. Sorry, I'm disjointed, a little disjointed this morning here on the show, but we're gonna digress here. What did I do here? All right, let's go here. To keep doing that. Let's see here. If the notes can stay on the screen here for a minute here, let's see. Yeah, all right. So finally, all right. So yes, Cal, Santa Clara, both of them. Or California teams there as well. So the winner. So we'll find out by time the weekend preview comes out. Yes, sir. Cal Santa Clara tonight goes down, and we'll find out the winner of that and more than likely we'll have way my schedule is set up for this weekend, sets up a little cheesy plan. I like it. So yeah, but yeah, Kyle Santa Clara tonight, and by the time the weekend preview comes out, we should know the opponent for Kansas State women's basketball in round two of the WMIT, and it'll be in Manhattan, Kansas, Bramble Coliseum. So Sunday night basketball, woo, and a great crowd last night. Again, shout out K-State Nation coming out supporting this team again, and they're going to need the same thing again, round two, either between California or Santa Clara. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're just record K-State content. Y'all know what it is. Spotify, iTunes, Pro Project Podcast continues all things K-State athletics. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. It's Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Once again, the first round of WBIT, K-State survive in advance. 69, Georgia Tech, 65. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer, this has been another edition. Winning postcast, postseason edition, by the way, of the, not the EGZ podcast, but the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports for cats.